Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, dear listeners. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by iTalki. Now, why would you want to check out iTalki? What would be your reason for doing that? Well, all this listening that you do on the podcast is very, very good, of course, for your English, but you also have to do plenty of speaking, don't you? That's right. You need to speak in order to activate all this English. And, you know, remember that English is not something that you know. It's something you can do. So you need to practice doing it. You need to practice speaking. And the problem is, that who do you speak to? It might not be possible to find the right people to talk to. You might not be able to find conversation partners or English teachers who are qualified and who can help you and give you corrections and things. With iTalki, you can find those people, and it's very convenient. It's all done on Skype, so you can, you know, have conversations or lessons whenever you want, wherever you want. It's brilliant. And don't forget that iTalki are offering all of my listeners a free lesson when they buy some talking time. To get that special offer, you need to use my URL, which is teacherluke.co.uk/talk, or you can click an iTalki logo on my website. Get started with iTalki and activate your English and do lots and lots of speaking, and that will be brilliant in general. Yes, it will. Okay, that's the end of this promo. Let's get started, and here's the jingle. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello there, hello there, hello there, hello there, hello there. That's just the way that I've decided to start this episode of the podcast. Hello there. Okay, good. Now, let me give you an introduction to this episode of this podcast for learners of English. This episode is a chance for you to test your knowledge and probably learn some new vocabulary as well, all relating to crime. In the last episode, I talked to my friend Moz, who, as we know, does a true crime podcast and organises murder-themed walking tours in London. I thought that since we've been talking about crime, that I would prepare a crime vocabulary quiz and use it to test Moz's knowledge of different types of crime. I've created a word list with nouns and verbs, names of crimes, the verbs associated with them, and also what we call people who commit those crimes. And I don't just mean the insults that you might shout at someone who's stolen your bicycle. Oi, you bastard! That's my bike! That's not what I mean. I mean, what do we call a person who steals your bicycle? Not, well, I'm sure there are many, many colourful words that you could use to describe anyone who steals anything from you, but that's not what I mean. I mean, for example, steal, there's the verb. I'm giving you some of the answers already. Steal is the verb, to steal someone's bicycle. But what do you call someone who steals your bicycle? Well, you could call them a thief and all manner of rude, insulting names as well, I'm sure. But anyway, here we're talking about crime vocab, verbs and nouns relating to different types of crime. You can see the word list on the page for this episode on my website if you want to have a look. You can then put the words in your word lists. You can test yourselves and all that sort of thing. You can broaden your vocabulary with this episode of Luke's English Podcast. Otherwise, if you can't be bothered to do all that kind of thing, you can just listen on and see if you can guess the names of these crimes as well as their associated verbs and nouns. So you can kind of play along with the quiz as we go. This episode contains some swearing, some rude language, like, for example, the word bastard, which we've already had before the warning. That was a mistake. I was supposed to do the warning before any swearing happened, but whoops, sorry, one slipped through there and got in. So anyway, there is some rude language, but not a lot of explicit and violent imagery like we had in the last episode. Just rude words. I'm focusing on general English here, by the way, crime vocabulary, but the focus is on general English. And that means the kinds of words that people generally use to talk about crime. When talking about crime, there's a wide range of vocabulary that exists. Some of it is the sort of official language used by the police or by the justice system, all of the kind of legal terms and stuff. And then some of the words and phrases are just ordinary words used by lay people. Lay people, this means ordinary people, not lawyers or not police or not legal specialists. Lay people. That's right. So there's the official legal language that used by the police and the courts. And then there's the ordinary stuff that ordinary people use. And, you know, some of those words are used by both groups. There's also some slang relating to crime. So you can see the kind of wide range of terms that go across sort of formal to informal English. But what I'm focusing on here is that the main aim here is to present the vocab that I think that most people know and that most people use when talking about crime in general life. So some of these are the official legal terms. Some of them are just sort of general terms that anyone will use. There's a lot more vocabulary on this topic than is in my list, of course. There's so much vocab on this. We didn't get to cover all the different types of crime and their associated words. So there's always more which I can cover in later episodes. But let's start now, and you can see how many of these words you know. And don't forget to check out the website if you want to see the list of crime words that come up in this episode. You can check their spelling and add them to your word lists and all that kind of thing. All right? Good. Okay, then. So, without any further ado, let's get started. Moz. We've been talking about murder. That's the thing that you talk about on your podcast, is crimes and murder and weird stories of the dark side of the criminal underworld in London and things like that. What I thought I'd do here as a way of perhaps presenting some vocab to my audience, what I thought we could do is to do a little quiz with some crime vocabulary in it. Okay?
I'm ready.
A crime vocab quiz. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to describe a crime to you, and I want you to tell me the name of that crime, and then we can also talk about the verb that's associated with that crime, and then perhaps the noun for what we call a person who does that crime, okay? So I'll try and describe a crime. You've got to tell me what we call it in English, okay?
Okay.
Let's see if I'm able to describe it so that you can identify exactly which crime I'm talking about. All right, let's begin, shall we?
I'm ready.
Okay. So the first one is, let's say someone breaks into your car, they smash the window of the car, and your iPhone, which you foolishly left on the dashboard of the car, is taken. That's it.
A thief?
Well, it's a thief, but I want the name of the crime. It's an example of what kind of crime is that?
Theft.
Yes. 1 point to Moz. Another word for theft?
Robbery.
Ah, that's interesting that you said that. I was thinking stealing, because you've got theft and stealing. The verb being to steal something. The person being a thief. But you said robbery there. This actually comes up sometimes in my English lessons. What's the difference between to steal and to rob, or stealing or theft and robbery? Do you
That's
know?
Interesting, isn't it?
Had you
yeah,
ever,
I wonder. I wonder if it's to do with an escalation. So whether a theft is more of a minor offence, and whether a robbery is much grander. I wonder if it's on a scale.
This is what I explained to one of my students this morning. Actually, when this came up in class today by coincidence. So in the example I gave there, your car was robbed, right? But your phone was stolen. You see?
Oh.
So the car itself is still there. Let's say you come out of the cinema and you see that the window of your car has been broken and some stuff has been taken from your car. So your car was robbed and your stuff was stolen, right?
I would say that a person would be robbed.
Yes.
But the items would be stolen.
Well, you can also rob a person, meaning that that let's say things were taken from that person, but not the person him or herself, right?
Yes.
Similarly, in a bank robbery situation, the bank is robbed, but the money is stolen.
You can't steal a person, because that would be kidnapping.
Yeah, you kidnap a person, but you rob the person when you take things from them. This is the sort of thing that I do every day.
So would you say that a phone would be snatched?
Yeah, well, snatched is another word for taken. You got taken, snatched, or stolen. Snatched or grabbed as well, because, you know, all of these words just meaning taken, basically, but in slightly different ways. Snatched is slightly different to taken. There's a subtle difference, isn't there, between snatched and taken?
I think it's not alliteration. It's onomatopoeia, isn't it? Because snatched is kind of the sound of the word actually describes the action in a way, because it's a fast movement, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like snatch, like that. The word does sound a bit like the movement, but snatch is to sort of take quickly, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, take quickly.
Like swiped.
Swipe would suggest that there's a movement involved, you know?
Yeah.
Like your phone was swiped, it suggests that someone's hand came in and grabbed the item. So, yeah.
It would have to be a small item, wouldn't it, for swiped?
Yeah, exactly.
You couldn't swipe a car.
You can't swipe a car. Exactly, yeah. You can swipe someone's phone, you can swipe someone's credit card. But you can't do that to a car. Interesting.
What about nicked?
Yeah, well, nicked means stolen. And it's just a more colloquial slang word for stolen.
Yeah.
Someone's nicked my phone. Meaning someone's stolen my phone. Yeah.
It's interesting that the slang word for the police is the nick.
Yeah, isn't it?
And yet you can have nicked, meaning to steal.
We have various slang words for the police, don't we? We've got, what, the old Bill.
The Rozzers.
The Rozzers. The Filth.
The Bobbies.
The Bobbies. The old Bill. Oh, I've said the old Bill. The old Nick. No, Nick. The Nick is the prison, isn't it?
Yes, jail.
All right, this is just the first word, still the first word on my massive list. So, I'd say that, you know, theft and stealing are big words that include a number of different other types of theft, right?
Absolutely.
We've also got robbery, which arguably is more serious. It suggests that a person, like something was stolen from a person or something was stolen from a building, you know, bank robbery is probably more serious than theft, because it suggests that there was unlawful entry, possibly, or maybe assault, you know, or other aggravating factors like dangerous weapons being used, you know, things like that. So often robbery is more serious. Anyway, so we had theft and stealing. And robbery, or to rob, and a robber, as we know. What do we call it when someone steals something from a shop? For example, a couple of teenagers go into a shop and they take some things from the shelves and put them in their pockets and leave without paying.
I particularly like this word because it sounds worse than it is.
Yeah.
Shoplifting.
Shoplifting. Exactly. The verb being, well, just to steal from a shop or to shoplift. What do we call a person who shoplifts?
Ah, that is a shoplifter.
Right, exactly. Shoplifting. It sounds as if you're actually picking up the shop and taking the entire shop home with you. But obviously that's not possible. Okay.
It's amazing that they don't simplify it and just say Twix lifter.
Stealing Kit Kats.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Because you do actually lift the chocolate bar, you know, when you do the shoplifting. So I don't know why it's called shoplifting, but anyway, there it is.
Interestingly, for people who do, as we were saying earlier, to do with minor robberies, to lift also means to steal as well.
Yeah. So many words for steal: steal, snatch, swipe, nick, lift. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think we have more words for theft than Eskimos do for snow.
Well, I don't know how many words Eskimos have for snow. They say they've got 100. Don't they? The saying,
Mentimin,
the famous saying goes that Eskimos have 100 words for snow. We might have 100 words. Well, we don't have 100 words for rain. That's just the joke. That's a joke that people say about the English. Well, the Eskimos have 100 words for snow, and the English have 100 words for rain. It's like, well, we don't. We've got maybe, you know, like probably less than 10. Like
at least less than 99.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Anyway, next word, next phrase. What about when, let's say, someone is on the train and they stupidly have got their phone in their pocket. The pocket is just open, and the person is looking out the window on the train, and someone sneaks their fingers into the person's pocket and takes the phone without them noticing.
That's called fiddling with their bits. It's not. It's another one of my favourite words as well, to pickpocket.
Pickpocket, yeah. So pickpocketing, meaning would be the name of the crime, the verb, well, to pick someone's pocket, and the person who does it is a pickpocket, which is sort of reminiscent of, like, Victorian... sort of Victorian crime of, like, gangs of children in the street pickpocketing, like, gangs
I think a lot of your listeners, if you've ever seen, like, Oliver Twist, Fagin would get Oliver Twist to go out into the street, and there'd be gangs of kids to kind of distract a rich man, make him look the other way so they could dip their hand into their pocket and pick from their pockets.
Right, exactly. So, have you ever been pickpocketed?
Yes, a couple of months ago at Euston Station. I was pickpocketed from the ticket office to the train, and that literally is about 40 feet.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time I got to the train station to get on the train, I went, where's my wallet? And it had gone. It took them maybe 10 seconds from ticket to train.
And you had no idea at all?
No.
So it wasn't like they just bumped into you and then, oh, sorry, excuse me, and then, oh, where's my wallet? hey, stop, thief!
I didn't see anyone come near me, but I was slightly stupid. I got a wallet that was just a little bit too big for me, and I was about to change it over, and normally in one pocket I carry tissues because I'm always, you know, I'm allergic to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And instead of having my tissues in my right pocket, I put them in my left, which is where my wallet goes. So my wallet wasn't fully in my pocket because the tissues were there.
So the wallet was sticking out, just sort of basically screaming to people, hey, come and steal me. I'm just here.
come and steal Moz's £5.
Really? Did you lose a lot of stuff?
I lost a credit card. I lost my driving license. Annoyingly, I was going up to see my mum. I just bought tickets to see my mum. And then I couldn't go and see her because I hadn't got any tickets or money.
Oh, nightmare. Okay, sticking with the subject of theft, all right?
Yep.
Other type of theft. What about when someone gets, like, someone's in the street. Okay, you're walking down the street, minding your own business. It's kind of late at night. You walk down a side street and some guy steps out in front of you and he's got a knife and he goes... Well, mate, give me a fucking wallet or I'll stab you with this knife. Come on, hurry up. Give me your wallet and your keys and your phone or I'll stab you. What's that?
Does he stab me?
Not yet, but hurry up because he looks very nervous and desperate.
Well, it sounds like he's going to mug me.
Yes, exactly. This is a mugging. You've just been mugged.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, the mugging is still in progress. It hasn't finished yet. What are you going to do? He's like, give me your wallet, mate. Quick. Give me your wallet. Don't mess around. I've got a knife. Look at me. Look at my eyes. I'm desperate. Just give me the money. What are you going to do?
Cry.
I don't deserve it. Like that.
Exactly the noise that I would make.
And he'd be like, fuck's sake, mate. Don't cry. Just give me your fucking wallet.
I can't see my wallet. I've got too many tears. It would be my luck that he would try and mug me, and I'd go, I'm really sorry, I've just been mugged at the train station.
I just got pickpocketed like 10 minutes ago by one of your friends, I would imagine. And so I'm afraid I don't have any money or a mobile telephone. So good day to you, sir.
Do you know where the word mugging comes from?
No, I don't.
So... It's to do with victims. So in a lot of American TV series, you might hear that someone is called a mark. That is kind of someone has said that is our victim. But in Britain, we refer to it as a mug. So a mugging means to decide that that person is your victim and you're going to steal from them.
So the victim, from the point of view of the criminals, the victim is the mug. Like, look at that mug over there. Let's go and take all of his stuff.
And they go, mug.
You stupid mug. So it's like, it's an insult word, isn't it? A mug is like an idiot. You bloody, you stupid mug. All right, so a mugging, to mug someone, and a mugger there. Have you ever been mugged?
I don't think so. I hope not. I'd know, wouldn't I?
You would, yeah. I would have thought so. I think you'd remember.
Let me just think about it. No.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. Very glad to hear it. By the way, you've still got an armed and desperate-looking man pointing a knife at you. Don't forget, you're still in that dark street.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and you're still crying. You're still crying. You just told him that you'd been pickpocketed, right?
So if he's got a knife on me, that would be an armed robbery.
Yeah, well, it's very serious. Certainly a very serious offence if he's if he's threatening you with a deadly weapon. Certainly.
He hasn't attacked me yet, but that would be an assault.
It's a form of assault, I think. Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm not asking you the quiz question here. I just want to know what I just want to know what you're going to do. That's all.
I'll give him all of my money. I would kiss his feet. I'd apologise. I would give him free tickets to the Murder Mile.
right, really. Yeah, okay.
Free advert there.
Very good. Yeah, give him a free ticket to a Murder Mile tour and say, if you're interested in knife crime, then you might like my podcast.
maybe I could buy him like a new knife because I'm guessing it's quite an old, crappy knife.
Oh yeah, it's a dirty, stained knife with a broken handle. The guy's desperate. I mean, he's a desperate junkie who needs any money he can get his hands on.
A major druggie.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next crime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is when someone... let's say you are asleep in your house. Let's say you live in a house, not on a boat now. You're asleep in your house.
Aww.
Yeah, just in an alternate universe where you have a house and everyone else lives on boats. But you live in a house, okay? And you're like, I'm cool because I live in a house and all the sad normal people live on boats. Anyway, you're living in this house. And then one night, in the middle of the night, you hear some noise and you wake up. And you carefully get out of bed because you don't want to disturb your supermodel girlfriend, Eva
this
Green.
This is a dream, isn't it?
Eva Green, the Bond girl. Is lying in bed and you don't disturb her and you creep downstairs and you come in and you see a couple of guys who are up to no good and started making trouble in your neighbourhood.
Did we get into one little fight?
Yeah, and your mum got scared. No, this is not the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, sorry. So you come downstairs and you see that a couple of guys have like broken into one of the windows and they're creeping around taking all of your stuff. And one of them's got your TV... in his arms, in his big hairy arms. One of them's holding your TV and the other one's like halfway through the window and another one's there going through all your drawers trying to find all of your jewellery and stuff. What's going on, Moz? What's this kind of crime?
They are burglars.
Yes.
They're committing a burglary.
It's a burglary. They're burglars. And what are they doing? What's the verb?
They are burgling.
Yes, they are definitely burgling.
They are attempting to burgle my house.
That's right. Okay, good. You got another set of points there. Yes.
Interestingly, there was an attempted burglary on my boat about a week ago.
Oh, really?
So I was moored up in a place, a very nice place called Victoria Park, but there's been a spate of break-ins there. There's been people breaking into boats literally every night, like three or four boats a night.
Ooh.
So what I did was I'd leave a little light on inside my cabin to make sure that people would think I'm always in. And then one night I forgot. I was in the boat and I entirely forgot. And burglars, we know who they are, but police can't catch them. And they would come by and... even if your lights are off, they'll go, they do a little tap on your roof.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit. And I ran outside to see who it was, and they'd scarpered really quickly. So they were checking to see if I was in, ready to break into the boat.
No way.
Mm.
Wow.
And luckily, I don't have anything.
You rushed out. Like, Amazon?
I rushed out in my pants.
Amazon, is this my... is this my new microphone for my podcast? I do apologise. You're burglars. Sorry. Sorry. I'm afraid I'm in. You'll have to move on to the next boat.
Try next week. I'm away for 2 weeks.
Right. Wow. I'm glad that nothing bad happened. That must have been quite... Was that scary?
I had my earphones in at the moment, and I was listening to a true crime podcast about a burglary.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's weird.
My bum went... Do we need to translate that for your listeners? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think that's universal.
I think so. All right, let's see. What else have we got? So we had assault before. That's just to attack someone in some way. There's different types of assault. There's verbal assault. There's like harmful assaults and stuff like that. Sexual assault. Fine. Okay. We're just moving through these crimes. I'm not going to do questions about those. We've done kidnapping as well. I mean, we've done it. I mean, we've talked about it. We haven't actually done it. I mean,
we have.
I haven't. I mean, I don't know if you have. Have you ever kidnapped anyone?
Not today.
Okay, here's another one. Here's another crime for you. Okay. So which crime is this? So this is when someone sets fire to something intentionally. They burn something, causing great damage to something on purpose, not by accident.
So that would be like Dennis Nielsen setting fire to the bodies in his back garden. That would be him committing arson.
Arson, exactly. Arson. To commit arson, arson is the crime, and a person who commits arson is...
What? An arsehole.
You bloody arsehole! You burnt my, I don't know, what would it be? You burnt my tent.
Tesco's bag of shopping.
Burnt all my shopping, you arsehole! And the person will be like, actually, it's not arsehole, it's arsonist. I think you'll find. Whatever it is, you're a bloody arsehole and an arsonist. Arsonist is the one. There you go. Yeah, you've got one. You've got a story of an arsonist in one of your episodes, haven't you?
Oh yes, in well remembered episode one, the Denmark Place Fire.
The Denmark Place Fire.
Yeah, gentleman who was overcharged for a drink in an illegal nightclub, and then came back and decided to set fire to the premises.
And he killed like
37 people. Died.
37 people died. Bloody hell.
Okay,
how about this one? When someone drives over the speed limit in their car or motorbike and they're caught by the police. I mean, I think it's still an offence if you don't get caught. But so driving over the speed limit.
He would be a speeder.
Yeah, well, actually, do we say speeder?
Speeder? He'd be speeding.
Yeah, speeding is the name of the crime. And the verb is to speed, although it's usually ing. He was caught speeding. But I don't think we say a speeder, do we?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just watching too many police TV shows, because they often say we've caught a speeder.
Oh, all right. Are they? Okay, then. I just, in my mind, I was thinking speeder is not a word. But no, I'm not finding it. If I Google it, it doesn't come up. So actually, I don't think normally we say speeder. I mean, obviously you can, Moz, because you're Moz and we'll give you the pass. But normally it's speeding is the name of the crime, and to speed would be the name of the verb there. All right.
So what would be the name of the perpetrator?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know which word we'd use to describe someone who's caught speeding. Just a person who was driving too fast.
You wouldn't have a speederist.
No, not a speederist either. Spider? No. Spider-Man.
Because if you have mug and mugger, surely you should have speed and speeder.
You would imagine it would be speeder, because like ER being the suffix usually that we use for a person who does something, you know, teacher, engineer, attacker, robber, shoplifter, burglar, mugger.
Like we were just saying with arsonist, arsonist, there should be speeder, speederist.
You would have thought so, but
there isn't.
Yes, but language rarely complies with logic. So that's just the way it is. It's just a blank space where we have words like pickpocket, shoplifter, robber, thief, burglar, mugger, and then just nothing for someone who's been found guilty of speeding. You drive a boat quite slowly, I think, because it's a narrow boat. Is it possible to be? Is it possible to be caught speeding in a narrow boat?
Unfortunately not. Interestingly, on talking about speeding, there was a lady on my tour a couple of weeks ago in a mobility scooter. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, because obviously in this country and most countries, you can be done for speeding in a car. Mm-hmm. You can be done for speeding on a bike, any motorized vehicle, except a mobility scooter.
Really?
And it's the same as because I was talking to her about because obviously if you drink and drive, that's illegal. So you can't drink and drive a car or a motorbike or even a push bike. Mm-hmm. And you can be arrested for being drunk in charge of a pram.
Can you?
Yeah, you absolutely. And a skateboard. But you can't be arrested for being drunk in charge of a mobility scooter.
Those are those kinds of like scooters that disabled people have, like electronic scooters, or very old people who aren't mobile. They have mobility scooters. So you can't be arrested for speeding in one of those things or drunk driving.
Apparently.
Well, okay, that clearly we all need to get mobility scooters and then we can just we're just completely untouchable by the law.
Nice.
Drunk driving was one of the ones on my list, and we also have the expression to drink and drive and a drunk driver. What about this one? Let's say some businessman, some you know executive in a business, puts all the wrong numbers in to his accounts, hiding lots of money which is being siphoned off into his own personal bank account, while writing false numbers into his public accounting, essentially stealing money from the company, money which he probably should be paying as tax, but which is going to his own personal fund. How would you describe that as a crime?
That would be anyone who went to Eton. Anyone who's posh, basically, who's a member of Parliament for Great Britain.
Well, but what's the name of the crime?
That would be a fraud.
Fraud, exactly. Fraud, F-R-A-U-D, fraud. To commit fraud, and what do we call a person who commits fraud?
That would be a fraudster.
Fraudster. Yeah.
That's weird. What's the S-T-E-R on that?
No idea. I don't know why we don't say frauder or fraudist. Fraudist. Yeah. Fraudster. It's just the way it is.
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. Although like speedster.
Well, again, I know you're still trying to find the name of someone who gets caught speeding. Speedster, I mean, you know, feel free to write a letter to the Cambridge Dictionaries and suggest that word. I don't think anyone actually says speedster.
I'm going to have a serious word with Susie Dent from Countdown.
Susie Dent, who's like a linguist on television in the UK. She's brilliant, isn't she?
She invented the dictionary.
She did. She wrote the dictionary. Yeah. Let's do...
That's a fact.
Is that a fact? Is that an actual fact?
Yeah.
Hey. We know what murder is, but what about when you kill someone by accident? It's your fault. Let's say, for example, you go out, you drink loads of booze, and you drive your car or maybe mobility scooter. No, let's say car, because if it's a mobility scooter, then you're free. I mean, you can't be arrested, right? So anyway, you're driving your car, you're too drunk, and you lose control of the vehicle, and you crash into a person, and the person dies.
I believe it's a compound word. I could be wrong. You can correct me on this. And it sounds worse than murder, but it's manslaughter.
Manslaughter. Exactly. When you slaughter a man.
It sounds worse than murder, though, doesn't it?
It does. The word itself sounds worse than murder, because slaughter means that you've... It sounds like you killed more than one person in a very violent way. But, yeah, it's basically that you've killed someone. But the difference between manslaughter and murder?
Murder is mostly premeditated. So they say if you deliberately kill someone, that is murder. Mm. But let's say you had some poison in your fridge in two different containers. One was both in Coke bottles, and someone drank the poison Coke by mistake. And that's just because you were an idiot. You put it in the wrong bottle. That would be manslaughter. So you didn't mean to kill them.
Right, but it's still your fault.
Yes, you take full responsibility for it.
Right, the verb being to kill someone or to commit manslaughter. I guess the now, in terms of the person, here we go again. We don't say a manslaughterer, do we?
Manslaughterist.
What? No, we don't say a manslaughterist either.
No, there's not. I don't think there is one, is there?
No, there isn't again. So it's just a killer,
Interestingly, there is slaughterer, someone who slaughters, but manslaughter, there isn't manslaughterer.
Hmm. Now, if we had slaughterer and slaughterist, would the slaughterist be, like, better at slaughtering than a slaughterer? Because you've got, like, slaughter, slaughterer, slaughterist.
True, very true.
It's like he's slaughterer than you, but this guy, he's the slaughterist. No.
Who is the slaughterist? That would be a good TV show. Britain's best slaughterist.
Who's the slaughterist slaughterer? Slaughterer. No, there is no word like that. So, no, we would just say killer, for example.
Yes.
Let's see. I think I'm just going to do two more here. So, okay, you'll enjoy this one. Let's say, okay, I'm going to put you into the... You're the perpetrator of this crime, sorry. This one is where you were going out with a girl and you had you had a good time. You had...
Is this a dream?
It's a dream.
I thought it was
mine. A dream in which you could be arrested for a crime. No, I'm not going to... It wasn't you, okay? It wasn't you. It was someone else. A friend of yours...
Thank God.
Was going out with a girl, and it was great and everything, and they had a sex life and all that stuff. And then something happened. They broke up, and she did something against him, like maybe she told the press certain things about your friend. And then to get back at her, what he did was, to humiliate her, he published a sex tape which showed her... graphic scenes of her having sex as a way of humiliating her and making her look bad, as a way of like getting his own back on her. Do you know what that is?
See, the term everyone uses in the press is revenge porn. Yeah. But that's not really
that's the one I'm looking for. I said before, that's not really a term that would be used by the court system, but it is a term that does get knocked around these days, and you read about it in the press and stuff like that. Yeah, revenge porn, isn't it horrible?
Yeah, it's all about humiliation, isn't it? To humiliate someone.
To publish porn in which someone was featured without their consent as a way of taking revenge on them. Yeah, what a horrible thing to do that would be.
Absolutely.
But apparently it is something that people do, and there's a name for it. It's revenge porn. Sharing explicit images or footage. Yeah.
There's not a revenge porner.
No. Revenge porn or revenge porn star, which would be like where the person unwittingly becomes really famous and successful as a result. It's like, I saw that porno. Oh, God, no, you saw it too. Oh, God. No, it's brilliant. Well done. You're famous now. Like, what? No. That would be weird, wouldn't it?
We've all been there.
Okay, I think, how am I going to, what am I going to do at the end here to lighten the mood? At the end of this. Okay, what about this one? Okay, so you're just minding your own business one day on your boat, and one of your friends turns up, dun, 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 knocks on the side of the boat and goes, "Here, Moz, quick, take all this stuff. Look, I've got all these diamonds. Just can you just hold on to these diamonds for a while? Just hold on to them for a bit, and I'll come back and pick them up later. All right? And you're like, yeah, sure, okay, diamonds, no problem. I'll look after them for you. It later turns out that the diamonds had been taken from a jewelry shop, and then you get arrested because you just held on to the diamonds for a while.
The police would refer to that as handling stolen goods.
Bingo. That's it.
Or the criminals might call it fencing.
Fencing? Really?
Yeah.
Fencing meaning holding on to stolen goods.
Well, especially if you transfer it to someone else. You can be a fence who fences.
I see. Right. Well, very good. Yeah, I was looking for handling stolen goods, and the verb meaning to handle stolen goods. And yeah, the kind of the street word for it. I don't know if everyone on the street uses this still, but this has always been the. It sounds a bit old-fashioned, doesn't it? A fence would be the person who holds on to it. Talking of those sorts of slang words, what do we call someone who gives information to the police about criminals? Imagine the Cockney situation. A grass.
Yes.
Grass. He grassed you up to the police.
An informer.
Informer. Do you remember that?
They keep bum bum down.
Do you remember that?
I don't know why he's obsessed with licking bum bums down.
Lickety bum bum, yeah. That was Informer by Snow.
Was it?
Yeah, a sort of rap track from the 90s by a sort of white rapper called Snow. The only thing he ever did. I don't know what he did after that. He probably moved to the Bahamas, didn't he, after that, after he had success.
He's probably too busy licking bum bums down.
I suppose so. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam. I lick your bum bum down. That was Informer by Snow. I suppose so. So, Moz, that's the end of the crime vocab quiz. We're going to have to stop there because...
That was good.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't actually counting how many points you got, but you passed. Passed the test. Congratulations. You're now a police officer.
Great. I'm going to go out and beat some people up.
that's how you become a police officer in the UK. You just have to pass my vocab test, and then that's it. You're in. You're in now.
Fantastic.
Moz, thank you so much again for talking to me and my audience on my podcast. It's been a pleasure to have you, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of your lazy afternoon on your boat with all of the ducks.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to all of your listeners as well.
I'll say you're welcome on their behalf. You're welcome, like that.
And I'll say you're welcome as well.
Okay, jolly good. All right then, mate. Stay in touch, and I'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Luke.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you go. That was the crime vocabulary quiz with Moz. How many of those words did you get? Did you get them all? If you did get them all, then well done to you. Give yourself a double pat on the back for being brilliant. And if you didn't get all of them, which are the ones that you didn't get? And don't forget to make sure that you remember those words. Let me just go through them again very quickly. All the different types of crime. Theft and stealing, robbery, shoplifting, pickpocketing, mugging, armed robbery, burglary, assault, verbal assault, sexual assault, arson, speeding, drunk driving or drinking and driving, or being drunk in charge of a vehicle, or drunk in charge of a pram, or drunk in charge of a skateboard, fraud, manslaughter, revenge porn, handling stolen goods, and giving information to the police, which technically isn't actually a crime. And all the other verbs and things. If you want to see those words, you know what to do. Go to the page for this episode and check out the list. It's all there, presented for your eyes, for the benefit of you and your learning of English. It's all there, available for you. So why not dip into the website and check it out? It's important, don't you think, to learn those things so that if someone does, I don't know, steal your bike, then you'll know what to say. Obviously, first of all, you do need to shout at the person and call them an absolute bastard. You can choose any word. I mean, it could be a girl. I suppose you could still call her a bastard. Or you female bastard.
normally we don't call girls a bastard. You'd probably be, oh, you bitch, give me my bike back. Yeah. No. But then you would go to the police, you see, and you'd need to use the right word. Or you'd need to explain to someone. I mean, if maybe your English teacher, if you turn up late for your class and, you know, the teacher says, so you're late, what happened? You better have a good excuse. And you say, some bastard stole my bicycle, or my bike was taken by a bitch. I don't think that's what you should say. Don't say that. Instead, you should say, someone stole my bicycle, or my bicycle was taken by a bike thief. Or probably someone stole my bike. That would probably be the right one. There's an excuse for you, if ever you need one. I mean, there it is, just on a plate. You can, next time you're late for your English class, you can just say that to your teacher. Why are you late? Oh, someone stole my bicycle. But you know, make sure that you normally travel to school by bike, because if you normally take the train, then the excuse is not going to work, is it? Oh, someone stole my bicycle. But you take the train. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. But anyway, someone did steal my bicycle like 12 years ago when I was a child, and I'm still dealing with the trauma. That's why I'm late. Sometimes I just need a little bit of extra sleep just to deal with the trauma, the memory of having my bike stolen when I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. They can't argue with that. What teacher is going to question that as an excuse? Quite a lot of teachers, I would imagine. But if that teacher's got any kind of sense of humour, they would probably be like, oh, okay, then. Just come in and sit down, you hilarious person, you. Oh, how can I punish someone who made a slightly funny excuse? Yeah, of course that's going to work. There's no way that that's going to backfire, is there? My serious opinion is, if you are late for something, that you shouldn't make a stupid excuse expecting the teacher to find it funny. You know, you could, it would be a risk. You'd have to, you know, do some sort of psychological profile of the teacher in advance to make sure it was a good idea. But anyway, no, my genuine advice would be to apologize profusely, and maybe even do that thing that students often do, which is when they arrive in class, if it's a large class, like a lecture, they just kind of arrive in quietly and just sort of, for some reason, adopting a more crouched body position, as if that makes you quieter and less visible. Everyone can see you sneaking into the room. I don't know why you're ducking down like you're in a war zone, but, you know, that's obviously the thing that works. You just crouch, you come into the room, you slowly close the door quietly, and you sneak to the nearest desk in that crouched position, like you're getting into a helicopter or getting out of a helicopter. It's the same thing, same body language that you use to get out of a helicopter as when you're entering a university lecture or seminar when you're late. You crouch down, get down, get down, get down. The teacher will see you, and sneak onto the desk and immediately just go onto Facebook. And then start writing about, you know, oh, late for class again, lol. I don't know, whatever it is that you write on Facebook. Although you're not on Facebook anymore, are you? No, not since all of this Cambridge Analytica data stuff. No, everyone, it's not cool to be on Facebook anymore. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm going to leave Facebook because, who's the guy? Mark Zuckerberg. I don't like his face. So I'm going to leave Facebook. And that's going to solve all of my problems. Anyway, do go to the website. I don't know how we ended up going on about this stuff. I say we, like you were involved in this. It's entirely me, isn't it, who's just rambling on now about making excuses and arriving late for class and things like that. Anyway, if you are late for class, you could make some excuse about recovering from a childhood trauma relating to a theft, or you could just you know, crouch down and do the usual thing. Visit the website. You'll see the list of words there. Learn them and impress everybody with your wide-ranging English skills. That would be a good thing to do, I think. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to download the Luke's English Podcast app if you want to be really cool, if you want to be one of the cool kids at university or work or just at home. when you're there with your dog and cat or whatever it is you've got around the house, and you can look down at your pets and go, do either of you have the Luke's English Podcast app? No, you don't? Well, I do. Check me out. Losers. You could do that if that's what you need to do. It's available for you free in the App Store, including the entire episode archive of all the episodes of Luke's English Podcast, plus a plethora of bonus content. And yes, I did just use the word plethora. A plethora of bonus content. The app is replete with bonus content. And if you're really serious about learning words like plethora and replete, then you won't miss any episodes of Luke's English Podcast, including the bonus ones and the phrasal verb episodes and the extra videos and things that you can find in the podcast app. That's it for this episode. I'm just going to leave this one hanging with you going, but wait, what does plethora mean? And what's replete? How can I take these words and use them in order to take over the world? Well, I'm going to let you Google them. That's right. Yeah. I'm not even going to go into the details now. I'm just going to say, I'm going to empower you by saying to you, you can check them out yourself. Plethora is spelled P-L-E-T-H-O-R-A, a plethora of something. And replete is R-E-P-L-E-T-E. All right, then. So check out the plethora of content on the in the app and the fact that it's completely replete with learning English content. That's it. I'm out. Speak to you again soon. But for now, goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humor and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.